Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have Jason Aviles, Creative Partner of Artist Avenue Station on Tatton Street here in Wilmington. Welcome, Jason.
Thank you.
And we're missing John Norton, your partner in crime in the creation of the Artist Avenue Station for a good reason.
Yes.
Hello to John. He's tell us why he's not here.
He's in the process of observing a new baby boy being born. So
a new arts advocate.
Yes.
So we're saying hello to John, his wife, and the new baby coming up.
Definitely.
But here we are talking with you about the creation of the Artist Avenue Station, a wonderful space that I had the chance to visit not long ago. And I was very well impressed. It's a very welcoming environment that people, I'm sure, want to know. So I'm going to let you share your dream, why you guys created this space, and how do you envision the space to grow up?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the space really happened organically. Me and John Naughton have been engaged in the community previously, before Artist Ave Station was born. And over that time of working in the community and doing community projects, such as clothing drives, coat drives, food banks, toy drives, John also does an annual breast cancer awareness event. We kind of build a network and a relationship with the Wilmington community. And it just so happens that within that network that we were exposed to, there were a lot of artists, a lot of creatives that were kind of underground, you know, at the moment. But there definitely was an energy and a network coexisting with the rest of the Wilmington population that was really into the arts and the creative culture of Wilmington and the birthing of the creative district. So John Naughton, he was proposed an opportunity to purchase this building located on Tatton Street, 800 North Tatton Street, right next to Libby's. And he came to me with the opportunity to purchase the building, and we didn't know what we wanted to do with it, but I told him to pull the trigger, and he did. And in less than, and it was crazy because I was actually on my way to South Africa at the time.
Really?
Yeah, at the time.
Switching gears.
So I was on my way to South Africa, and he was in the process of kind of finalizing the paperwork and purchasing this property. And we didn't know what we were going to do with it. We knew that there were some studio apartments upstairs that needed some work done. So that's what we started. We started renovating one of the studio apartments, and we completely gutted it and really developed a creative design and floor plan that could fit for artists, because we're both artists ourselves, or at least we consider ourselves to be artists and have some, you know, aesthetic appeal. So that's where we started. We started with the apartments, and then from there, you know, we had this wide open first floor space and basement space that we were kind of left with, and we didn't know what to do with it until naturally, just because of the people that we know, we started to engage in conversation, and he came up with this idea of possibly doing a co-working artist shared space. And immediately I was like, I think that's what we should do. And we had some people that were interested in using the space for other things, but those things didn't fall through. And we wanted to do something with the space. And we wanted to have something there that could be an opportunity and platform for this artist creative community that we built a relationship with over some time. So coming up with the name Artist Ave Station was an organic combination of city vibes, you know, like a train station. I'm born and raised in the Bronx. Mm-hmm. So I immediately put my stamp of approval on that. And we really just wanted something different. We wanted people to see something in the community like they've never seen before, something that was really aesthetically pleasing, mm-hmm. and as well colorful and vibrant, that would kind of stick out, you mm-hmm. know, in the neighborhood, on the block. And before you know, in less than a month, we were preparing for our soft opening. I was literally just getting back the day after Christmas from South Africa, and within 5 days we pulled it off, and we had our soft opening of Artist Ave Station.
And there you go, you have the space. It gets my attention, the creation of this space right now. So you clearly were reading something that was calling your name, sort of.
Yes.
What was that calling? What was in the air that was detected by you and John to put the pieces together and create this space?
Well, as people know, in the downtown Wilmington area, there has been this emerging of the creative district. Mm-hmm. And in combination with the creative district, you know, you have places like the Coin Loft, you have places like 1313 Innovation, mm-hmm. that are providing these different co-working shared mm-hmm. experiences for the technology industry, and as well as the young professional entrepreneurship mm-hmm. Industry. And with every opportunity that we've had in the past before Artist Ave Station, whenever we had access to some space, immediately we thought of using it as a platform mm-hmm. for people of the community. And it just so happens that we have a strong relationship with artists and creatives. Mm-hmm. So we really saw Artist Ave Station kind of filling that void, because mm-hmm. we meet a lot of artists that run into that issue of not having the resources to mm-hmm. actually have a gallery space, you know, that they can call theirs, mm-hmm. or that they can even, you know, act, you know, as a home for their work or for their artistry. Right. So Artist Ave Station was really like the first opportunity that was built from artists and creators for artists and creators from the community to use as a platform mm-hmm. and stage mm-hmm. for their artistry and for their business development.
There you go. And you also mentioned the second reason why it got my attention. You mentioned to be part or be related to what you call an underground mm-hmm. Group of artists. Mm-hmm. Could you please elaborate on that?
Yeah. And when I say underground, you know, I'm really identifying, you know, people that haven't quite reached the public level of exposure and awareness, mm-hmm. but they're really well known and respected amongst their culture, right. you know, amongst their inner community. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people that are really working hard, you know, mm-hmm. to get their artwork out there, to get their artistry out there. But they just don't quite have the access to mm-hmm. the networks of people that can help them get that public display and exposure. Mm-hmm. And me and John both, you know, as business owners mm-hmm. have experienced, you know, that process of taking an idea and really putting it on the forefront mm-hmm. of the community and growing it to a point to where it can start getting the attention of the people that exist within the networks that can take, you know, this idea, this artistry, this product or mm-hmm. service mm-hmm. and display it on a more broader mm-hmm. scale. So now what we're doing is, because of the connections that we've made, because mm-hmm. of our businesses, and because of the things that we've done in the community, we're now paying that forward and using Artist Ave Station as a platform for those underground emerging artists mm-hmm. to use it as a means of gaining more mm-hmm. awareness and more exposure to the general mass community.
Right. Which is the point is well taken. I mean, I'm with you in the sense that they deserve to be recognized and maybe don't have the means at this point to
Absolutely.
Have that platform that maybe we're talking about, maybe somehow this connection between established organizations and these artists that might feel that they are not there yet. I don't know how to describe that, but in any case, that doesn't make them less of an artist.
Absolutely, yes.
It's just facilitating the process of getting access to the public at large.
Absolutely.
So you're aspiring to have that kind of point of contact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's truly our responsibility. You know, the ones that do climb up the ladder and push through the red tape and, you know, and make it through the politics and all the things that kind of act as obstacles as you're growing and kind of making your deserving position in the community. It's those people that make it. It's their responsibility, at least in my personal opinion, to then, you know, reach that hand down to the people that were once, you know, to the people that are where they used to be, you know, to continue this this cycling of new innovative progressive ideas to really push boundaries in culture. Because one of the things that me and John say all the time is we don't feel as if our ideas are the end all be all. You know, and they're
my way or the highway.
Yeah, we don't feel like we have the holy grail solution to all the problems, you know, that exist within the artist and creative community.
We never have.
And the only way we can really, at least in our opinion, that we could tackle these issues is as a collective, as a moving collective body of artists and creatives that are not only good in their artistry, but respected, you know, amongst the people outside of the arts and creative culture. And until we bridge that gap, it's really hard to validate the importance and value of why artists need to be acknowledged and recognized in the community.
Well, let me re-engage with the audience, but before that, you're the perfect definition of an arts advocate, I have to say, because that's precisely the point, is making evident that we're living in a society and in a community that has living artists as part of the rest of the community, and the art is really right there. Easy to be breathed and easy to be not easy to take away. Let's put it this way. In any event, let me go back to re-engage with the audience to let them know that you're listening to the Delaware State of the Arts News Talk, 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. We have the pleasure to have with us Jason Aviles, creative partner of Artist F Station on Tatnall Street. We're missing John Norton, the other creative partner, but for good reasons that we mentioned at the beginning of the program. In any event, let's go back to Jason. We were talking the reasons why you are creating these, and you make the poster child of an arts advocate, I have to say. How do you see, Jason, this space moving forward? If you dream, because you're just creating this new space, you would like to see certain things in a near future, maybe down the road. What's in it? How do you see this progressing?
Yeah. Right now, what we're understanding the space to become is a community within a community. Mm-hmm. We have been able to meet three really important needs of an artist, and that is a livable space, and we provide that through our artist lofts, a co-working shared professional and development space, which we provide through our first floor space, and an actual creative space for the artists to get down and dirty in their artistry, which we provide in our basement space. So what we're seeing now is an opportunity for artists to feel the comfort in having spaces with their own identity versus using, you know, perhaps their apartment as all three of these spaces coexisting. Now we kind of have a community where artists can divide these spaces, but at the same time still have immediate access to them. So where we see this going in the future is scaling this project a lot larger. And for an example, building something that's very similar to a Shipley Lofts that's located in downtown Wilmington, where you know, we provide, let's say, 20, you know, artist loft apartments in combination with a shared co-working professional space and a creative space for the artists to actually work on their artistry. And and what we're seeing is we're seeing artists become a lot more confident in their artistry because they're in a space that's shared with other creatives, like-minded individuals that kind of act as sounding boards for their ideas. And it's very important for artists to feel comfortable in their self-expression and confident in their self-expression because most artists can feel as if they stick out from the crowd. And I think being in a shared space with like-minded individuals validates their genius and doesn't take away from the way that they express themselves. So what Artist Ave Station now is kind of like a transitional space, an opportunity where an artist can take their brand and be exposed to professional development. So we're bringing in experienced artists to train and to educate artists on the different things that they perhaps may not be informed on as far as back-end stuff. You know, what legal structure do you choose to sell your artwork? How do you go about selling your artwork? How do you file your taxes at the end of the year? So now artists is, are learning how to turn their art into more than just a hobby. It can actually become a means of income, which is what we want. So we want that artist to use Artist Ave as a trampoline to go further.
For other things to happen.
Yes.
Which, where you were talking, you know what, it comes to mind the concept of the Renaissance, where many different artists got together in these small communities, and that triggered the imagination of many different individuals, one of those being Michelangelo, just to mention something. If you read his biography, you're going to see that he was surrounded by these individuals, and that in itself was a platform for bigger and better ideas. Wow. So it reminded me, while you were talking about that, this kind of very cohesive, friendly environment that could help individuals in their artistry, which is terrific. I think, well, just congratulate you because you detected something. Clearly you were reading in the air, something happening in the need of to flourish, and there you go. You have now a business. All of a sudden seems to be taking a very good traction.
Yeah.
So talking about artistry, you were mentioning that John and you are artists.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about your own artistry.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm a yoga instructor. So I have a community-based yoga studio, Fly Yogi in downtown Wilmington. John is a owner of a painting company, both commercial and residential. And you know, the word artist is so broad in its sense. You know, how do you define and determine what an artist is? You know, what does that even even mean, you know, to a community, you know, that's just growing in its understanding of why the creative district needs to be validated in its existing. And it's a very hard term to communicate, you know, what an artist and why an artist can use that name, you know.
Well, that's a good question. I don't think there's an agreement. As long as you consider yourself an artist.
Absolutely.
You don't need the validation of anybody.
Exactly.
As long as you express creative ideas.
Exactly.
You don't really necessarily have to have the title, if you will. So I think the point is well taken. There is no establishment word for that. It's a very fluid conversation that it's a part of of being creative.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, good for you. And what about Jan? Does he paint on his own?
Yes.
How
well,
as a friend, how would you describe his artistry?
Well, it's funny because we're both creators in two different ways. You know, I'm a creative in my mind. He's a creative in his hands. I can take an idea and completely see it through in my head, and he can build it. You know, he can use his hands to put all the nuances and pieces of the vision that I have and actually manifest it in a tangible way. I'm more of a visionary, of someone who can creatively see space in a way that normally other people wouldn't see it. So okay. where most people will see problems with the space, I see opportunities. Mm-hmm. And for him, I've seen him literally take, you know, ideas that I fed him from being in South Africa and, mm-hmm. and come back and see him infuse those, you know, through manual labor, you know, in different spaces.
Oh, that's talents.
Yeah.
Different things.
Yes.
Fantastic. Before I forget, we have a few minutes left. If people are interested in getting in contact with you guys, mm-hmm. how do they do so?
Yes. So our website, mm-hmm. www.artistavstation.com mm-hmm. or through email, artistavstation@gmail.com. That's the best way.
Say that again so people get it in case you didn't have a piece of paper or something. Here we go again.
Yes. So the website is www.artistavstation.com mm-hmm. and our email is artistavstation@gmail.com.
And with that, we're almost running out of time. As always, mm-hmm. having fun implies that you don't have much time. But I want to thank you for your time, your presence today. We're missing John. Maybe next time around. We're
absolutely.
John, you and the new one.
Yeah, yeah.
Is coming up, which is always a good idea. Now, last words of wisdom for mm-hmm. those artists that are emerging artists in the Wilmington area.
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Keep going. Mm-hmm. No matter what, keep going. There's the support is coming and the troops are being rallied. So it's on its way.
There you go. And for that is with Jason Aviles and John Norton, creative partners of Artist Avenue Station on Tatnall Street. And one last chance to share your website and contact information, Jason.
Yes. Yeah, so we're at artistavstation.com and email us at artistavstation@gmail.com.
Terrific. Let me tell you that it was a very welcoming environment for those individuals that are willing to share time and experience with like-minded individuals. Avenue Station is the place to go. Jason Aviles, John Norton, creative partners of Artist Avenue Station on Tatnall Street. And with that, we need to thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
Say hellos to John. And
I will.
And hoping to have you guys again here.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.